Coast 93.1. Good morning, Todd.
Oh no.
He got mad at us.
I know, right?
That's weird. I don't know what happened to Todd. Well, he can't connect to our little thing.
Oh man.
Oh well. Well, we'll see if he can get in. Okay. Then we'll do another one. He's going to be all butthurt that you won the thing.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Sorry, buddy.
Oh, my God. On our happy hour yesterday. Oh, I wanted to talk about that when Todd talked about Skinamax.
Oh, well.
Like, that's the thing. You never know what's going to happen when we do these happy hours. So they're Thursdays at 5 o'clock and sponsored by Town & Country Federal Credit Union. They can finance your summer with loans for fun, fix-up, and more. Apply at tcfcu.com. So we'll talk more about the link and everything next week. But if you want it, it's the same link every week.
Yeah.
So that's next Thursday, 5 o'clock on Zoom, and every week there's something that's worth talking about.
I know, it really ends up that way.
And this time it was Todd's, how he was like all turned on by watching Alyssa Milano in some, I don't know, B movies, even generous, like D
Poison
movie,
Ivy.
Poison Ivy.
Poison Ivy.
And then he talked about Skinamax and trying to watch for boobs through the static.
Yeah. It was a big thing for like my age
there
group.
It is. Too.
Oh, but hi,
yay!
Todd.
Hey, there he is.
Hey, we got you now. No, maybe not.
Uh-oh.
No, that was what a tease that was.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's weird. I'll tell him. We heard you for a second.
He's gone.
Heard you for a second.
Guys?
Oh, yeah.
Yay.
We got you now.
Yeah, something's weird. I don't know.
That's weird. It must be some weird connection thing.
Yeah,
but we got you now.
Yep, I rebooted my phone. I think it's working again.
Okay, good. So we were just talking about how Skinamax came up during our happy hour. Although, you know what? And that's one of those things where I go, oh, my God, I remember doing that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was the Spice Channel.
The Spice Channel.
Spice
the
Channel.
The Spice Channel.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they would be like...
Yep.
So, it wasn't quite like that. It was like, you know, it was like a scrambled, right?
And then you could like sort of hear sounds in the background of it.
It was like
the rainbow waves on the TV.
Yes.
You couldn't make out everything, but every once in a while there might be a little nipple or something.
For like a second, the screen would come through and you'd be like, oh my God.
Yeah, right.
Right. They're naked.
Exactly.
Oh my God. It was like channel 98.
Yes.
It was like the highest one.
Yeah. And you'd go in and then you'd change the channel back just in case your parents
right?
go check, right?
Oh yeah.
You always had to do another channel because you could always do like you know, like last call one, you know, or like go back. You know what I'm talking about? If you hit like last channel,
it'll
go back to the last one.
Right.
You were
watching.
Yeah.
And that was made only for dads who want to watch two things at the same time. You just go drive their wives crazy. Yeah. Yeah, no, and then you end up change it again and then do last again to cover your tracks.
Yeah, so it wouldn't go back to channel 98.
Meanwhile, parents never would have noticed that, but we were so paranoid, you know?
Yeah.
I remember going to friends' houses in high school. I remember it was Joe's house, and we would all go there, and all my guy friends, teenagers, would just huddle around his TV trying to get Skinamax, and the girls would be in the background being like, just pay attention to us. Like, we just got our makeup done. Why are you guys watching a fuzzy screen? And they'd be like, I saw a leg. I know I saw a leg.
Right.
Yeah. My, like, entire high school career.
I think that was a toe. Was it naked? Yeah.
Yeah. We're getting there.
It was almost like sexier because it was harder to get, you know?
Oh, yeah.
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 Sure.
It was forbidden.
Well, and I remember my dad had like a stack of old VHS tapes of like, you know, dirty movies.
Yeah.
And I found it when I was in my teens and I watched it, right? And it was like, oh my God. Right. So everyone would be out and I'd be home alone and I'd be like, I could go to the basement and find the stack, right?
Yes.
So
right.
I'd go down and find the stack and then pop it in. But then I would always be afraid that, and so I always rewind it back to the exact spot.
Oh, my God.
That it was left on.
Yes. And he probably hadn't watched him in years and years.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But he would never remember.
Never remember.
No.
And so, but I would rewind it back so I couldn't be caught, you know?
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
And the worst was when someone came home early and you hear him coming up the driveway and you go, oh, my God, I got to rewind it.
Right.
Or I'd like remember, I'd take it out and run downstairs and put it, you know, put it back. And then I think I got to make sure I rewind it. I got to rewind it, you know?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, there are probably people, if there are young people going to work right now in their 20s listening, they're going, rewind? What does that mean?
What's a VHS?
VHS?
Yeah.
VCR?
Right.
Right.
What is that? Is that like on Star Trek or something? Right. See, this is what you miss. If you miss the miss the happy hour, you see what kind of creepy things Todd was watching when he was 18.
Yep, just some porn talk going around.
Just a little bit.
Because that was funny. That was it was your first crush, and then who did you say first, Todd? I don't remember.
My first crush.
He said Kelly McGillis.
Kelly McGillis.
Oh, Kelly McGillis. Yeah, that's right.
And then Rachel, Todd's wife, was like, no, it was Alyssa Milano.
Yeah,
and then Todd was like, oh,
and I was
yeah.
like, oh, yeah, Poison Ivy.
Poison Ivy.
Which everyone on Zoom was like, huh?
And I'm concerned that Kelly knew what that was.
Of course
they did.
Because
it's basically like a really bad movie.
Yes.
It was awful.
Awful.
But
right.
There was like full nudity.
Yeah, there was two of them. Drew Barrymore was in one, and then Alyssa Milano was in one.
When did it come out? When did it even come out?
Boy,
90s.
88. I gosh, somebody's got to Google that. I can't Google it right now. I only have two hands. I've got a million things going.
Wait, was Drew Barrymore
holding a million
in it?
Wires. No, I only have two hands.
Alyssa Milano's in it. So,
No Drew Barrymore. Oh, Drew Barrymore
was she like Poison Ivy 2?
Yeah, I think it was Poison Ivy. Oh no, I think this Alyssa Milano was Poison Ivy 2. That's how B movie this is. I think Poison Ivy 1.
It wasn't
1,
even
Poison Ivy. Oh wait.
Was it scary?
The woman in Poison Ivy 1 might have been she was like
96.
She made like a cameo in 90210.
Poison Ivy 2. Lily.
Is that it?
Oh my God!
Lily?
There's
That's
a ton
it?
Of them. There's like five.
There's a whole series.
There's a whole
what?
Series.
Really?
Guess what I'm binging this weekend?
Yes.
Yes.